Now, if there's a lot of restructuring happening, and restructuring is a new thing in today's era, what is your role with respect to corporate restructuring process? So you being a professional in this particular domain, what role will you play? So let's understand what's your first role. Your role talks about strategic planning and decision making. So as a manager, as a professional, whenever a company wants to go for a corporate restructuring, you as a head or you as a finance manager needs to understand that the company's strategies are kept in place. So you know your goals, you know your objectives, and the business strategy does not change for the company. If it's changing, how the entire decision-making process would change. So you don't change your entire process. You try to stick to some strategic decisions based on which you will decide whether you want to go for such kind of restructuring or no. So keep the company's plan in place and decide what next to do. Second is, you may look at financial restructuring. You feel that going for a restructuring could help the company get operational efficiency, reduce the cost with respect to the company. It could be inventory cost, it could be employee cost, or it could be technological setup cost. So maybe you could have a better synergy because of the restructuring. And so, in order to save that money with respect to maybe inventory, with respect to cost or operational efficiency, you plan your corporate restructuring. I'll say a corporate restructuring could also be done with respect to maintaining a balance between equity and debt. If the weighted average cost of capital is going to reduce, I may shift it from equity to debt in order to reduce my cost of capital for the company. So that's also part of financial restructuring. I may go for an operational restructuring. I may completely change the way I do business, the way I make the product, in order to meet operational efficiency. And from where am I going to get this expertise? Maybe I'm getting this expertise through an alliance, or maybe I'm getting this expertise through a joint venture. That could help me basically, get the best of the product at lower cost and make more profits, ensuring my shareholder wealth is increasing. And so I may go for an operational restructuring. So I may go for operational restructuring when I feel there is a lot of held up with respect to my operational cost, my margins are not good, and maybe my business is getting sicker. So why not merge with the company or get into alliance with the company which can help me grow better operationally? I may go for a human resources or organizational restructuring. I may actually share my talent with some other company, also learn a lot of expertise. So example of an IT company and a bank coming together, sharing of employees, or coming together, forming teams and working together, and then maybe cross-cultural, trying to recruit those talent in each of the companies can also benefit both the companies together. So you may go, that's nothing but part of human resources and organizational restructuring. You could also go from a decentralized format to a centralized format, or a centralized format into a decentralized format. So restructuring could also happen with respect to the hierarchy once you have new pool of people coming in because you're merging together or getting into an alliance. There could also be a legal or a regulatory compliance which you need to adhere to, and that's the reason your role as a manager becomes very important. You need to check what's mentioned in the Companies Act, what does SEBI say. And you need to also inform all these bodies with respect to any such alliance or restructuring happening at your end. So you need to ensure proper payment of taxes. You need to ensure procedures are followed. You ensure that notices are sent well in timely manner so that you can get into any such kind of strategic decisions. As a finance manager, important that you communicate all the stakeholders with respect to your restructuring process. So you inform right from your employees to your vendors to your customers, everybody, what are you called today, what you'll be called in future, how this entire process is going to impact them, and how best you can perform with such kind of restructuring happening at your end. So communication and stakeholder management becomes crucial so that the shareholders feel confident even when the company gets restructured. There could also be technological and digital transformation, which you're going to see in the company with any such kind of a restructuring happening. So as a finance manager, it's important that you make the process smooth for all, you train your employees, and you actually educate them on whatever new changes are going to, and how they are going to impact the way they do the business. So maybe proper trainings to be given, education to be given to such employees, how the entire process is going to get digitalized, and how they need to now really work in the company compared to their previous method. As a finance head, you also need to talk about how this structuring is impacting each party and also monitor what has changed, whether it is getting a better, you know, synergy or no, whether the cost is increasing or decreasing. So post restructuring, monitoring also becomes important for you as a finance head. You'll analyze that situation and then you will take a call what next to be done. So whether you are going to actually retain talent or you are going to ask them to leave, how are you going to do the entire restructuring process? It needs to be monitored carefully with respect to what is allowed, what is not allowed. You need to check the regulation too. So look at also do a post restructuring analysis to understand whether you are on the right track, whether you're meeting your strategic goals or no. So let's see what are these regulations in brief. So if you look at Companies Act 2013, from section 230 to 240 talks about corporate restructuring. If you look at the key provisions and reforms which have happened, initially High Court had the authority to do the restructuring process. But now we have the National Company Law Tribunal set up by SEBI, which takes care of all the restructuring activities. So you can actually go to NCLT and do your restructuring process instead of going to High Court for getting a company restructured. You may also initially needed a comprehensive application to be done. It required a lot of disclosures of material fact, capital reduction. So now what you will do, you with your application, you will definitely submit how the capital is getting changed. And you'll also talk about what material facts by giving an affidavit. Initially, the process was very tedious. Now it's comparatively relaxed for the kind of alliance or restructuring you're going to. In case of this Companies Act 2013, if you see, there's a lot of digital transparency which has come. Scheme notices and documents are now published on company website. It's a mandate that all the authorities or regulatory body are informed about any such kind of restructuring, and you need to give proper notice to people through your website. So regulatory notifications are given. They are sent to the central government, to the Income Tax Department, Reserve Bank of India, to SEBI, to registrar of companies, to the stock exchanges or clearing agents, to name a few. So these are few bodies where you're definitely going to give all your regulatory notifications, what kind of restructuring has happened and how would the business happen in future. Now, when you're going for a restructuring process and you're intimating people that you're going to start the process or you have started the process, the shareholders which hold more than 10% of the stake have the right to object such kind of restructuring. Similarly, any creditors to whom you owe more than 5% of your total debt can also raise an objection for this restructuring. Only and only if anybody falls under this category, they can object to your restructuring. So what should usually a company do? They usually will communicate these people in advance, inform them, get their consensus so they don't face any kind of regulatory issues later. If you look at all the new age restructuring features, what's new with respect to Companies Act, what new features have got added now? So if you look at new corporate restructuring processes, you don't require any approvals for scheme violate accounting standards. So if you are a company who's violating any of the accounting standard, you'll not be able to get any approval from anybody. So accounting standard needs to be placed and accounting compliances are a must in order to ensure the restructuring is allowed. You may go now, you're now allowed to go for a cross-border merger, foreign to India or India to foreign. You may merge any of the companies. You're allowed now in both directions. Initially, you were not allowed to go and do a merger with a foreign company. Now that's changed, a new feature with respect to restructuring. There is no treasury stock to be maintained also. If you are a holding company and there is a reverse merger with your subsidiary, holding subsidiary mergers are happening. This requires cancellation of the owner own shares of the holding company. So holding company holding a share in a subsidiary would get cancelled in case such kind of merger is happening. So you know, will not have any treasury stock now because it's a merged entity. There is also a new concept of fast track mergers. So I need not wait for NCLT to give me approval in case there are two or more small companies merging together to do the business, allowed without NCLT approval. You're also allowed as a holding company and a wholly owned subsidiary to do the merger using the regulations without taking NCLT approval or any other prescribed classes of shares together or companies together coming, which are smaller in nature, you don't require any NCLT approvals. If you talk about participation of shareholders, corporate restructuring required that you take shareholder approval. And to do this process faster and to ensure that more shareholders are invited or involved in such kind of restructuring process, now Companies Act has approved postal ballot for broader shareholder input. So you may have a postal ballot vote done for these. There is also digital ballot, which is now allowed. So there's on NCLT or CCIL maybe, or you know, any such body may send you an email saying this is the voting time, come on the portal and vote whether you agree or disagree. So it could also be a digital ballot or a postal ballot allowed for the shareholders to take a decision with respect to restructuring. There are a lot of takeover offers, which include a lot of agreements. Now, this takeover, hostile takeover initially was very easy, but it's not very easy in today's compliances. So if you look at SEBI norms or for listed companies, there are different agreements which you need to adhere to for going any by giving any such kind of takeover offer to any other company. So this is about what's new in corporate restructuring regulations. Now, why these regulations are important and what are they actually speaking about? So in a nutshell, I'll say corporate restructuring regulation, when we talk about company law and corporate governance, they'll give you a broader picture how to actually adhere to whatever accounting standards have been given. So two companies coming together, what kind of accounting policies or standards will they adhere to? What will are they going to use if both were using different standards, and giving a corporate governance report on timely basis to the shareholders for each company shareholder to know that there is complete transparency in maintaining accounts. Next, security regulations. So SEBI is also monitoring what's happening with respect to the merger, so the shareholder interest is taken into care and they don't feel cheated or the shareholder will does not get diminished. So SEBI regulation also gets adhered to. It's going to check what's going to happen with the market price of the merged company. Third, competition law. This law is checking whether you're not forming a monopolistic competition company, which is not allowed as per competition law, and the consumers can see good products at competitive prices. They're not losing on the market because of you forming the biggest monopoly. So competition law is also going to check whether the restructuring is fair and ethical from the consumer point of view. Tax. So the income tax department has their tax law. They'll talk about how the valuation of assets were done, when this particular deal was cracked, whether you have paid more, less, what kind of taxation norms would be followed with respect to the assets acquired by both the companies. Okay, there is also employment laws. Labor laws will say whenever you're going for a merger and acquisition, how much percent of workforce can be reduced, not reduced, till what time period you need to retain them. You need to adhere to them and you can't just, you know, ask people to leave the organization. So employment laws, labor laws will take into consideration corporate restructuring. They have specific norms for it. Ensure you adhere to the same. We talked about accounting and financial reporting. So we said Companies Act talk about it. And SEBI also wants you to publicly disclose all your financials. So if that's the case, accounting and financial reporting standards would be defined very well. And you'll be using a particular format or using different standards, which would be mentioned in the notes of accounts. So if there is any change with respect to depreciation, any change with respect to any policy, you need to mention that and also show the impact to the shareholder in the annual report. So report it well in advance. You may also look at bankruptcy and insolvency law. Maybe you're reviving a sick company or you're taking over a sick company or your company has become sick and you want to declare yourself as bankrupt. If that's the case, you would have to look at the bankruptcy and insolvency law and you need to get yourself registered accordingly so that you fall under that criteria to look at any kind of restructuring. You may take regulatory approvals from different bodies, be it RBI, SEBI, or any other body, state government. Okay, so you may change your licenses. So regulatory approvals would be required in the restructuring process. Ensure you're disclosing all the information on the website on timely basis because there is a disclosure agreement and a requirement by all the authorities. So adhere to that. Keep your shareholders informed about what's happening in the restructuring process. You may also go for a cross-border restructuring based on the norms. So how much FII, FDI is allowed. You may either go to the foreign country, set up a firm, or you may allow a foreign company come and merge with you in India. So these are some of the corporate restructuring regulations which you need to take care when you are looking at grabbing the maximum market. So I'm sure each one of you now understands the importance of corporate restructuring and would want to make your company competitive going ahead. Thank you.